Everybody, hello, and welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and we share all our adventures. My name is Skylar.
And I am Michelle.
Sassy.
Sassy, sassy. It's because
Oh
I'm
my.
on a high from the Trisha concert.
I'm so tired. But it's gonna be a great week. We're gonna talk about our hyperfixations, some Broadway news. We're gonna talk about our queen, Trisha Paytas.
Ah, the queen, the
Queen.
icon, iconic
So
queen.
iconic. We saw her last night at Radio City and we gotta talk about her. And then we're gonna talk about some cast albums that we love, but we actually have never seen the shows, which is
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot because one, there are a lot of shows that like came out before we got to really go to Broadway as often as we do. And two, it's just like sometimes shows like I feel like there are even shows that sometimes don't last enough on Broadway, but it's like later on you discover and you're like, ooh, I
Like,
really
oh
like
no, we
this.
missed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of shows I regret.
I know. I do too, which is like you're gonna be shocked by my list, I think. I think you're gonna be shocked.
I'm excited to hear it.
But yeah, so let's start with our hyperfixations. Michelle, take it away, woman.
My hyperfixations of this week are kind of the same as last week. I've been listening to the Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies album over and over again, and I just love it. And I wish the show never canceled. I think it's the stupidest decision that Paramount has ever made in its life. Was it on Paramount? Yeah, it was. And so I think it's the stupidest decision they ever made in their life, and I hope they regret it. But yeah, that's like that whole album is like my first hyperfixation for this week.
Why didn't they renew for season two?
I
They've all
can't figure it
been.
out. They left it on a cliffhanger too, which is
Why
just
didn't they just
like
do it on YouTube or
stupid.
something?
I thought they would. Like I thought the same thing with Julie and the Phantoms. Like I thought that they were going to find another platform.
They
So
should have.
I just don't get it. So I guess that's in my number three spot this week is that whole album. And my number two spot this week is a song that's not usually in my type of style. But remember I said it to you at the concert last night? It's Pink Pony Club by Chappell Roan. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest Chappell Roan fan. I only know like two of her songs, but for some reason that song has been jamming in my head all week. And I think it's because I saw a video again of her performing it at the Grammys, and it's just so good. Like, it's such a fun performance.
Did you see her performance with Elton John?
No.
She did it with Elton John. It was really cool. I will say though, and I think it's just because I'm overhearing it so many times. Like, you know, when songs just get mainstream, you hear it everywhere you go.
Yeah, it ruins it for you. You were
It
jamming
was
out to it at the concert last
a
night,
good,
though.
of course. But will I be listening to it at home? No.
No.
Trisha's version, 10.
Yeah, she was great. But no, I don't know. I really like the song. But I don't know. I got into it this week. So I'll put it on the list just to dibble dabble there. And then in my number one spot for this week is Grease Got a Hold from Outsiders. I've been in an outsider's mood, but somehow that song is just like hitting differently, and I'm like desperate to see it perform live again.
Yeah, desperate.
Like I love the one Jason does the V thingy.
Oh, best part. Come
Best
on, people.
part.
Best part.
But it's like, how do you listen to the song and not imagine him doing it in your head?
No, you have to. Like, you literally have to. No, yeah, we're desperate to see the Outsiders. Like, desperate. We need it.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to figure out when we can go, so we'll see. I'm manifesting that we're going this week, so
Yeah, we are going.
we're going.
We are going. That's a good one. I love that song.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, that's a great song. So those are my songs for this week. In terms of other things in the world, in case any of you are wondering, Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle is doing fantastic.
She's doing good.
She's doing good. She's currently 103.
There you go.
She's living her life on the Toontown world. There were some people on there, though, nasty.
What?
Some people on, let me tell you, some people on there I feel like are little bullies. Like when you're on these like these games where you're playing with other people. Like one person, I was choosing like my item I needed for our battle. It's called gags. And they were just like squirt duck. Like, because Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle the duck. And they were just calling me like, instead of like saying, okay, Cookie, like my name, they were calling me just duck. And I was like, I responded back to them and I was like, don't call me duck. I have a name.
It's Princess.
I started sassing them back. I was like, I have a name. I'm not a duck. I'm not like just duck. And then they were like, I'm a cat, you're a duck. That's a bunny. We're animals. And I said to them back, I was like, I know my animals, but thank you. And then someone else
Yeah.
wrote, they were like, oh my God, I'm dead. And then they were like, why can't I just call you Duck? And I was like, I'm sorry, but it's just a really bad pet peeve. And it really irks me when people are just like, hurry up, Duck. Like, have a
Yeah.
name, like say hurry up cookie, and then I'll feel better about myself. Like, don't call me a fucking don't call oof, don't call me a freaking duck,
You're
okay?
creating beef on Toontown, and I'm living for it. Like, what?
Trying
There's
to
no way.
happen naturally, and then it was so funny. Like after that whole thing, one of them's like using a gag where you like heal everyone else, and they just go in all lowercase letters, Cookie.
Oh
The
the things we
things
do for entertainment.
we do. And there was this other person on the game, like, 'cause I've had this fight out twice, by the way, with different groups of people.
Oh my
But there was this other person in the game, and as this fight was going on, and like people were being nasty, this is how you know they're a nice person. So this person messages me privately. You could like whisper to each other, is what they call. And they were like, by the way,
Okay.
just so you know, I really like your outfit. And I was like, thank you. And they were like, just ignore them. They're haters. They're nasty. And I was like, you know what? Thank you. And then we became
Yeah.
friends in the game.
There
But
you go.
yeah. So, but yeah, apparently I'm. Because you know, I'm like, don't call me Duck. Princess Cookie is a queen. She's a
Yeah.
star. Like, don't call me Duck. Like, refer
Rude.
to, like, if we were in real life, I wouldn't call you okay, white boy, or
Yeah, rude.
like, okay, mister. Like, I wouldn't do that. Like,
Oh. Rude. That's
yeah.
funny.
So that's a hyperfixation this week, 'cause I'm sick of them calling me Duck in the game. And
Yeah.
then, last but not least, I'm so sorry to my audience, but I still have no update on the Workin. For any of you following along with that tragedy, I went to another TJ Maxx today.
Oh,
I went to another one. There were gorgeous bags. There was a few I was
no.
really wanting to buy. Like, there was a gorgeous Coach bag. It was on sale from $160 to $50, and I was
Yeah.
like, do
Oh.
I do it? Like, it was stunning. But I was like, no, I gotta hold out for the Workin.
You do. You gotta hold out for it.
I would even take a welly, like, which is like
What's that?
it's like the work-in version of a Kelly bag, which is Hermès's other type of bag.
Okay.
They have Birkins and Kellys, so it's working in wellies.
Oh.
Like, I'll take any of it. I just want that
Something.
design, and
Yeah.
I can't find it.
Oh. Darn.
Yeah, and meanwhile, oh my God, remember at last night at the concert? So everyone knows like Trisha Paytas has like a rainbow Birkin bag, like a real one. And at one point in the concert, everyone starts holding up their rainbow Workins. And
Yeah,
I
what
said
the
to Skylar, did you hear me yell out? I was like,
heck? Yeah.
no, they have
We should have snatched
the Workin.
it.
I was like, that was my Birkin bag. That's my Workin bag. I mean, I don't want the rainbow, but
We should have snatched it.
we should have. I was like stunned. I was like, to have that many Workins in the room with me and I can't find one.
No, you might have to come out towards me and look.
Maybe I may have to.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm desperate. I just want a Workin. I
Yeah.
need to go to like a really rich neighborhood and go to their TJ Maxx.
Yeah, like Eastern Long Island.
Yeah. Maybe that's what
Or
I
like
need to
towards
do
the
next.
Hamptons, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably have it.
Oh, breaks my heart. That's
So,
it for the week.
well, it was a good week.
Good week. Very good
A
week.
lot of greasers in your life.
A lot of greasers, a lot of tooth-down
Fighting.
fights, and wanting to jump people at work-ins.
For the work-ins. That's so funny. I guess for me, song-wise, I've really only been hyper fixating on one show, and you could all guess.
Hades Town.
Yeah, Hadestown. It's been my like refocus of life. Like obsessed. So like the top three, I've been really into the chant. I just love when Eurydice hits those notes when she's like, "Orpheus."
Interesting. Okay, that's a new one from you.
Yeah, and I found a bootleg of Saleha singing that part, and she opts up at the end of it, and it's actually like insane. So that's been my hyperfixation of listening to her hit that really high note. That's at three. At two, I have If It's True, but of course the West End version with Donald Finn, because to me, he is like insane. And I actually found a bootleg of him singing it. And he starts on the ground, like laying flat. He starts a song.
I feel like every week you have a new Orpheus that you're obsessed with.
Yeah, it's like between Donald Finn and Dylan Wood. I mean, like, obviously, I've never seen them live, but if I could, I would. And
This
then
is Irish man, right?
Irish man and Scottish man. So Irish man is Donald Finn, Scottish man is Dylan Wood.
So you're over Scottish man?
No, I love both of them. I haven't found a bootleg of Scottish man where I could see him performing, but I did find one for Donald Finn and his If It's True, and it's actually like insane. Like the desperation that he shows and like the way that they have like he looks so dirty. Like compared to Jordan Fisher, like he wasn't as bloody.
Oh, I
Oh no. Like
interpreted dirty in a different way. I thought you were gonna be like, oh, he looked so dirty.
oh no, I meant like he has like blood and like actual dirt
Okay.
all over his face. And Jordan Fisher's
Okay.
Orpheus, well, the Broadway version Orpheus doesn't really have that,
Mm-hmm.
but like he looked like he's been through the depths of hell and
Gotcha.
like just like sweating, and I don't know, it's like insane to me. So that's my favorite. And then at one is Promises. And that I will say, I did find a bootleg of Jordan Fisher and Maya singing it. And I think they're my favorite duo of Orpheus and Eurydice.
Yeah, they were great. I loved when we got to see them.
Yeah. Like the Eurydice in the West End with Donald Finn is the girl who plays Betty.
Oh.
And I'll be honest, she's not one of my favorite Eurydices. I feel like she doesn't capture the innocence of Eurydice that's needed, like Maya does.
But you know what's interesting is I felt that way about her in Sunset Boulevard. Like when we've seen three different Bettys now, and I feel like she also doesn't have the same innocence as the
Yeah.
other two Bettys. And I think it makes the other Bettys, in my opinion, a little bit stronger because you feel a little more sympathy for them. You feel a little bit more naive, like naivety.
Yeah.
And I think it's also more shocking with them when they announce that they're in love with Joe.
Yeah,
You know what I
like
mean?
I
Like with
don't.
her, I didn't care as much.
Yeah, and I don't like the choice she makes in Promises when Orpheus goes, she goes, "Take me home to Orpheus." She's like laughing when she says it, and to
Why?
me, I don't know. I guess like overjoyed that whatever, but like to me, in that point, they're so like relieved. It's almost like that they're like, take me home, like just take me home, and like I don't care if you have nothing, but you need to take me home with you. And to me, I don't like that take on Eurydice of like that she's like overjoyed and like laughing. So that's
Yeah,
my one,
I don't like that. That she's
right?
laughing. It's not a funny show.
Because at that point, it's like they've been through hell, like literally. And Hades is letting them attempt to go home, but of course, whatever. It was always a trick. And she's like relieved that he made it and that he did that for her, not like laughing. But that's my one. So I've been very, as you could tell by the way I'm talking about it nonstop, I've been very hyped for fixated on Hades Town and like overanalyzing it. So that's been my week, like completely just obsessed with it. Book
Valid.
wise, I read In Contra by Kaylee Smith. Oh, guys, best book I've read. Everybody needs to read it. It has fantasy, like romanticy, with just like you fall in love with these characters and the desperation that they have for each other and wanting a better life. I read it in like 2 days. And there was one day where I just sat and I was like, oh my God, it's already like noon and I've been reading since 8 a.m. Like I woke up and read. It was so good. So highly recommend. And right now, I'm reading Heartless Hunter by Kristen Cicciarelli. It was on Jordan Fisher's books to read. So I'm going to take his advice. He gave it 5 stars. So we'll see if I get it.
I feel like he has to have good taste.
Oh my God. Yeah, he does. A lot of the books he reads are ones that I've already read. So that's why I'm like, okay. But yeah, so that's my week. Hades Town obsessed, very into fantasy again. And I'm going to stick in my fantasy realm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's been a good week. I think we had good weeks.
Oh yeah. It's just wild. I feel like I just get into like a rabbit hole of Hades Town and I just can't. But we're gonna go soon, so I'm excited about that.
That's something we have to talk about because we really want to go see Ollie as Orpheus.
It's
So we
gonna be
got to talk about
amazing.
tickets.
I can't wait. Guys, if you want, we could rank our Orpheuses after too. That's a good idea.
I've only seen two. You've seen like
Well, I haven't technically seen the other ones,
that's
bootleg,
true.
but
You've seen enough where you probably know every single thing that they do in life.
obsessed.
Well,
So yeah.
I guess that's it for our hyperfixations for the week. Should we do a quick little lottery update with how our week's been going?
Yeah, we lost
Yeah, a few times.
a few times we got, which on Monday I thought we were gonna get something because there's only two lotteries we entered, but we lost both.
Yeah, we were trying.
We are. There's a lot open.
Now, I will say we're recording this on Wednesday, so our plan for the next 2 days is to go lottery and rush crazy.
Yeah.
Ideally, by the time you guys listen to this, we will have seen two shows, one on Thursday, one on Friday, but we will see.
We're hoping we want the last 5 years. I mean, I think that's on the top of my list just because of all the stupid bootlegs I'm tired of seeing. I just want to go.
Yeah.
I'm just really curious to see Nick Jonas. And obviously, like the outsiders, we just need it for our mental state.
Yeah, we're going back and forth on whether or not we get these two outsider tickets that we spot. But I don't know. The
Yeah.
other option is we're considering trying the rush line again, which I know we said we would never do again.
That's the thing. We're like going back and forth because it is cheaper if you are able to get it. But the thing is, the outsider rush line is so stressful that I don't know.
I
I'm
hate the
not.
rush line every time.
That's the
But
problem.
I wonder, is it better now after all this outsiders drama?
I see today actually somebody was there, one of our followers, and I saw in their story there's a lot of security outside the outsiders now. Like there's like four
Really?
or five security guards.
For the rush line or at the show?
I think at the show, like at stage door, it looked like.
Really?
So I'm wondering if like they really have upped. I'm curious to see that.
Wow.
And I think that was the afternoon show. Yeah,
Well,
because
it was
we
needed
got.
because, like, I mean, I still can't get over what happened, but
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually crazy. So those seats are gone.
What?
It
It's
was for Thursday, right?
been 10 minutes. Hold on a minute. I'm going back on it again. Well,
Okay.
while I look at these tickets,
I'm gonna
start
start the
Broadway
Broadway.
news.
Okay, so I saw this and I'm so excited. Def West is actually gonna do a production of Waitress at don't I'm gonna say this so wrong. Dam's Roads, whatever park. So I'm excited about that. Where is this though? I don't think this is in a city. Summer for the City series. But yeah, it'll be July 23rd, and it's a Def West production of Waitress, which is really cool.
I love when they do Def West productions.
I loved when they did Spring Awakening. That was one of my favorites. It was so cool.
It was
And
amazing. It was actually incredible.
I felt like I understood the characters deeper.
It elevated the show to another level. Like, because again, there was just like it elevated the naivety of the characters.
And the emotions, like I feel like the emotions are so high. I was obsessed with it.
Those tickets are there.
They're there
I
for
still see them.
at 7.
Yes.
You can't see my phone. They're not there for me.
On the right side?
Yeah, they're not there.
Well, I have them here, so now that's weird.
Yeah, they're not here for me.
Okay, we'll have to chat about this afterwards. I still see them. Like, I can click and buy them.
That's weird.
Is that a sign?
Is that why? I know we're so conflicting, guys. We should do a poll. Oh, now I see them. But now those other seats. What the heck is
You
wrong?
talking about?
So I had on the right, I had a bunch of seats open and those were gone. Now I refreshed it and now those are the only ones there.
That's weird. So, like, if we buy these tickets, are we gonna be like double seated? Like, is someone else gonna be in those seats too?
I don't know, that's weird, right?
It's like a glitch. Maybe
But
we
those
just buy
seats
it and
are.
then they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You guys have the same seats, so we'll just take you backstage. In
Yeah,
my
right? That was
DeLulu
weird.
mind.
That was weird. I don't know, guys. We're conflicted. That's where
Like,
our brains are
maybe we should take a poll on like Instagram and be like, we're not gonna name the show, we're not gonna name the tickets. Do we buy them? Yes or
Yes or
no?
no? Maybe. Everyone's gonna say yes.
They're gonna say yes, but like, yeah, I don't know.
Then we
I
have to do it.
can't.
I
My
know.
brain, it's like not functioning.
We're stuck on it. I guess the next exciting thing, Anne Juliet played their 1,000th performance. Isn't that
You know, it's insane, but also one thing I need to say is if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it yet, why?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you
This cast
doing?
is so good.
There, this current cast is the best.
Exactly, like Drew and Liam, like they're insane. Insane. So we highly recommend going to see them. We saw the original cast like last year, and we liked it, but we didn't love it. We went to see this cast this year, like a couple of months ago, and we were like, this is the best show ever.
It's such a different show with this current cast.
And Allison.
It's even just with Liam as Romeo, it's a whole different show.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry if you guys heard that car outside. Did you hear that? That was loud.
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. It was loud though. Other Broadway news, My First Ex-Husband, which is a new show from The View co-host Joy Behar, began previews January 29th at the MMAC Theater. But now it was actually announced that it's going to be doing its final performance on May 18th. It has like a rotating lineup of artists, and Joy's co-host, Whoopi Goldberg, is going to be guest starring in one of the performances. So if you're interested in that, you have about a month left now to catch it.
Yeah, and Whoopi's only doing one show now.
She's Whoopi. She doesn't need to do more than one.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. And like the headline of the thing was like, and Whoopi will only perform once. I was like, she's supposed to perform more than once? Like,
Weird.
Rip.
More Broadway news. It was just announced for all the Hamilton fans out there that Leslie Odom Jr., the original Aaron Burr, the one, the only, is returning to the show. He's going to be in the show between September 9th and November 23rd, which is very exciting. I hope we get an opportunity to see him.
I would like pass out. I was looking at tickets though, like last row is like 400. It's like actually
Crazy.
sick. But it's like I saw it and you know when like only musical people get it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, people who don't have like thank God we have each other, because if I didn't have you, I wouldn't know how to freak out about this, because this is like monumental.
Like, I always see people comment online. They're like, I have no one to talk to about this topic. I'm like, at least we have each other.
Yeah, thank God, because like insane. That's
That's
so
all we need.
exciting. Do
That's
you
all we
think
need.
more cast members are going to be announced?
I don't know. I mean, it's Hamilton's 10th year. It's their 10th Hamilton right now. So I don't know. That, and they got Lynn and Leslie to both come back. That would be wild.
That would be insane. That would be insane. I haven't gone in like 3 years or something like that.
I know. We have to start entering the lottery. We always forget.
Yeah, because it's like the separate one.
Yeah, we gotta get on it more. The next piece of Broadway news, I am extremely excited for. I feel like you're not gonna be as excited for it because I know you're not into the series, but it was announced that Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is partnered with Audience Rewards for an upcoming post-show series of talkbacks, which is going to be at the Lyric Theater. So, for example, like you'll see the show and then stay for a talkback afterwards. And they're bringing back two of the cast members from the movies: Bonnie Wright, who played Ginny Weasley, and Robert, not Robert, Jason Isaacs, who played Lucius Malfoy, Draco's father. Oh my God! When I saw this announcement, I instantly started looking at tickets. I was like, do I go again? Because I'm so excited for it. I really want to go the night of Jason Isaacs.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it's
Yeah.
coming up.
It's coming up to be April 30th and May 1st. But I'm like, I just recently saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child again. Like, do I go again for Jason Isaacs?
It's
I don't
that
know.
show is really good. If you haven't seen it, I mean, I haven't seen the updated version. But like when we saw it, because didn't they shorten it more?
They shortened it a little bit more since you and me went.
It was really
But
good. As somebody who I've seen Harry Potter, I just was never like fully immersed in it. I'm sure if Harry Potter came out now, I would have been obsessed with it, like because I'm into like that fantasy stuff. But when I was younger, no,
it is coming back out.
I
You
mean
know
like the
that, right?
books.
No, oh, well, the books. But you know they're making a revival or like a reboot of Harry Potter. It was actually just announced to be on HBO Max and they started announcing some of the cast members already. But
I kind of
I don't
hate
know.
that.
I hate that they're doing a reboot. Like the movies are so cherished. Like
Yeah.
I don't think there's a need. The
I've
difference is that
definitely
it's going to be a TV show.
been to midnight showings as somebody who's not really. I went to like three of them because my whole family was going. It's very, I wish I miss that part of culture of midnight showings because I feel like it's not a big thing anymore.
It's not. I mean, I've done it recently for some like Marvel movies,
Yeah, it used to be
but
like
like
a whole thing.
it's not even midnight anymore. Now it's like by the Thursday beforehand, you could see it by like 8 or 9.
Yeah. You remember how exciting it was? And people
Yeah.
dressed up and like, I kind of miss that.
Yeah. It was a different culture back then.
Yeah. But this next thing, West End Theater, hi, we're Michelle and Skylar. We would love to be a part of something in London because my man's is in The Great Gatsby and I listen to the bootlegs. Jamie Moscato as Jay Gatsby. Are you kidding me? Like, are you
Oh
kidding
my
me?
God. The
I knew he was gonna be good, but like, that's not fair.
it's the bootlegs are insane. Did you hear his past is catching up to me?
I play it every morning when I wake up.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
ringtone on the
I cannot.
phone. He's incredible. And Corbin Blue too. I heard his
He's
version of
good.
Roaring Arm today. I was like, wow.
He's good too. Like, what the heck?
Why
Like,
can't we get Corbin Blue? Like, give me a little High School Musical.
No. Like, I love Ryan McCurry, and like, don't get me wrong, like, he's an incredible Jay Gatsby. But the things I would do to see Jamie Moscato as Jay Gatsby, like, are you kidding me? That's
Like, I
not.
just want a 24-hour trip.
Like, just to see the show and I'll go home. Like, I'll just
Yeah.
sit there, see the show, and leave. Like,
You can send me back out on the next flight that
yeah,
night.
it's fine. Like, you guys are so lucky if you're listening from. I mean, I guess we're lucky in so many other ways that they don't get, but like, this is like top tier look. Top tier.
They're just lucky that they have Jamie Moscato in general.
Yeah, he's like our Jeremy Jordan or Aaron Tveit, I think.
Yeah.
Or Jordan Fisher, honestly, because Jordan Fisher is in like everything.
That's true. I think Jordan Fisher's become like the new,
He
like
can just
that
play any
level.
role. That's the problem. Not a problem. Good for him. But like he can
Yeah.
play any role.
He's brilliant. Brilliant. One more piece of Broadway news. I think this is actually the last piece of Broadway news we have for the day. But casting is now set for the Algonquin
There you
Playhouse's
go.
upcoming production of the Tony-nominated musical Come From Away, which is a show that I wish I saw on Broadway, and I do love the cast album of. I regret that I never saw it.
I didn't see it either because I was afraid I would cry the whole time.
Same. I thought I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Me
But
too.
that's gonna be May 15th through June 14th in Maine.
Yeah.
But what's exciting is Mary-Kate Morrissey is gonna be leading the show.
Yeah.
And I think she's gonna be incredible. So I guess this is like maybe one reason why she left Wicked. I don't know if she had it booked ahead of time, but
No, I thought I read something and I could be making up that every Elphaba contract is just a year long.
really?
I think so. I could be making that up.
That's surprising. I mean, I can see it because the role is so taxing.
Yeah. I could be making that up though. So, but I feel like she said it. I think every Elphaba and Glinda get like a year.
Wow.
Is Jordan Litz, he's still in as Fiyero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see him as Fiyero again.
Yeah, one more time, definitely.
Now that man,
Lucky woman, his wife. Lucky woman.
Very lucky woman. Remember when he walked by us at Broadway Con? The two of us almost
Yes.
fainted.
We're like, it's
We
so
were.
jarring to just be like, there he goes.
Yeah, it was funny. So before we get into the topic of the week, which is reviewing the cast albums that we love, but we never saw the show, I think we have to talk about Trisha a little bit.
Oh my God, guys, my dreams came true. Literally, hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
Was her second number of the night.
Oh my God, the most fun I've ever had. Like,
Yeah.
you can't catch me jumping for anybody. When Trisha came out, I was jumping.
We were screaming. The thing is, obviously you're even more obsessed with Trisha than like I am, like
Yep.
100%. I didn't think I was gonna scream like that, but once I saw her, I was like, holy, oh my
Right?
God, it's Trisha Paytas. And I
Literally.
was just like, the way she opened the show, she opens the show by singing Bet on It from High School Musical 2. I was like, this woman is iconic.
She
She's
is
like
everything.
everything.
She is everything. And today, if you could hear from my voice, I'm so tired. But like, because literally I gave my all to that woman. We were screaming. She was asking for requests, and Michelle's going, "Good morning, Baltimore!" Screaming.
Wait, no. Okay, let's explain why.
It's so
Okay.
fun.
So she does this segment in the show where she just like talks to the audience and takes requests like karaoke kind of, but it was all Broadway themed. So someone said do something from Hairspray and she couldn't figure out what song. So she asked the audience, what song should I do? What song should I do? So I was screaming on top of my lungs, God.
It so funny.
I was screaming it.
The amount of times we were just yelling, yes! Yes, queen! Yes! Trisha! I'm like,
I just kept
I've never
snapping
seen
my finger.
I feel like I have never screamed that loud in my life. Like, if you go on our TikTok and listen to the vlog, you can literally hear us screaming so loudly.
And we have more videos where that came from too. We gotta post more, but it was just it was amazing. And it was so great. She went through all her different eras of her career. And what I love about her is she's so humble. Like
Yeah.
you saw last night how much it meant to her. Like she admits on stage, she's like, I know I have no talent, but look, here I am living my dream for an audience of 4,400 people at Radio City Music Hall. She's so humble, and she was like telling stories about her life and her battle with mental health and getting where she is now. And it was just like it was so inspirational, and the way she even talks about motherhood,
Yeah.
like we cried multiple times.
I think why I love Trisha Paytas so much is she knows that she had a problematic back. Like her past was very problematic, but she owned up to it and she really worked on herself. But also she really is a figure of hope. Like that there is a silver lining. Like you could have a really bad couple of years, you can be really in a dark place. But you will find the light and you will find love, you will find happiness, you will find anything. Like she really like last night too, like it really hit home, like that there is a future. You have a future. There is a light. You might not see it right now, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah,
And
and
I just want to
things
say
get
thank you.
better.
Yeah. Thank you, Trisha, really, because I think we all need to hear that.
I felt like I needed to hear it. It was just like I could tell when you were listening, like you were deep diving every word in.
Oh yeah, I was just standing there like this.
You
Like
weren't even blinking.
I was, because I don't know, sometimes you need that. And I didn't realize. Like, and I've loved her. Like I love her podcast. I've loved her for years. But I think just seeing her growth and her wanting to give back to the community, to give back to the world, to give back and be like a figure for people. Like really, she's a figure of hope. Like because she was on the floor crying. Like she told a story how she was in and out of mental hospitals. Like and how she called on herself because she didn't think that she was gonna make it through the night. And now look at her. She has a family. She has Moses who loves everything about her and she has three beautiful kids. Like
It's something to be very inspired by. And by the way, Moses, what a supportive king.
love
We
him.
posted a TikTok today and he instantly liked it and commented,
Yeah.
applauding,
Love
And
him.
she even made a joke during the concert last night that he's always like the first one to spot the TikToks.
Oh
And I'm
yeah.
like, I can't believe that Moses,
I'm
like.
manifesting this now, and I'm saying it. I'm gonna find my Moses.
You are gonna find your Moses.
I'm gonna find my Moses. He's such a king. And she's, I just love her. Like, I'm so glad we went. I'm so glad we bought the tickets. We had It was literally two seats where we were by ourselves in the row. Like, had
Loved
all the
it.
room to put our feet out to dance to like, it was such a fun night and like, it was like girlhood. Like, I felt so like, I don't know, it was great.
We needed it. We needed a fun night out. By the way, I just want to say those seats we had were incredible. It was orchestra row double N on the right side, like the very last section. And like Skylar said, we had two seats by ourselves in the row. And what was really nice was that we could get up, we could move forward, we could move back. I was able to lean on the wall,
Yeah.
which was nice. And we had a full view, and the tickets were not that expensive in that section at all. Like we paid less than 100.
Yeah.
I would buy those seats again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, definitely. No, they were amazing. Like, actually amazing. And we like having room so we could stretch our legs and
I like having no people near me because I don't like people.
Yeah. Definitely. It was so much fun, and we got the New York City exclusive t-shirts, which I was excited about.
It says Skylar's phrase, iconic, as
Yeah,
y'all know, but it's ICONYC, which I love.
it's so good, so good. So, if you are not from New York and you're somewhere in the United States that Trisha is stopping, We highly recommend going. It was so much fun. And honestly, she's a queen and she's amazing. And
Yeah.
she's getting all that pregnant. Like she was
Crazy.
dropping it. Like
I
man.
thought you were gonna start twerking for a second when she was twerking. I was like, what is she doing? I saw you getting ready to move.
Yeah, there's no way. It's amazing to me though how she could do it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
So what we did is we both compiled a list of Broadway shows that we love the cast albums of, but we have never seen the shows. So we thought it'd be fun to kind of go through what cast albums we love to see if maybe there's some that you guys agree with or some that you guys haven't, listened to yet.
Yeah.
But we'll also make some song recommendations from the cast albums to see what, you guys think.
And this doesn't include like movies. Like I did like
Meaning?
live. Like I've never seen on Broadway.
Yes. Like I have that too. Like I have one show that there's a movie that I've seen, but I've never seen it on Broadway and I
Yeah,
like the
which
Broadway.
is different, yeah.
Okay. So do you want to go back and forth? How many do you have?
Well, we agreed upon five, so I stopped at five.
I made six. I'll get rid of one.
Or I
There's too many good
could,
options.
yeah, I could do one more.
Okay, one of them is West End, so maybe I'll take out the West End and leave it to America.
America.
America. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, do you want to go first?
Sure. My first option is Avenue Q.
Love that. I didn't see either.
You didn't see it either. It ran for so many years on Broadway and
Yeah.
off Broadway, and I can't believe we never got ourselves to go.
No.
In some ways, I feel like maybe it was a little bit before our time because,
Yeah.
like, we were a little young for Avenue Q,
Yeah.
and it's not the most appropriate. I will say I've seen a bootleg of it, like a full
Okay.
bootleg. It's fantastic, but I don't count it because it's a bootleg and not
Yeah, no.
actually seeing it in person. My personal favorite songs from the Avenue Q album are Purpose and also Everyone's a Little Bit Racist.
That's a good one. Like, there's a
Wait.
fine line.
Oh, I love that one
Yeah.
too. But I feel like people need to, I think especially nowadays, people need to listen to the song Everyone's a Little Bit
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah.
It's true because it is true, and it's like all y'all with cancel culture, like, listen to that song. Like, come on, get over yourselves, calm down, and just understand that everyone's a little racist. It happens.
Oh my God.
It sounds horrible of me. I take that all back.
Do you think Avenue? I think Avenue Q would do well now with Gen Z humor, because I feel like they sorry, I can't talk. Well, like Gen Z humor is like very oh my God, what's the word I'm looking for? It was just on the tip of my tongue. I lost it, but very like joking and like dark humor.
But see, I think they have a lot of dark humor, Gen Z, but they also take things too seriously, which is why cancel culture has become a thing. Like, I don't know if Gen Z can handle the song Everyone's a Little Bit Racist. Like, I feel like they're gonna be like, cancel Avenue Q.
I don't know. I
Or
don't know. I feel
like
like it would do well.
I think it's time to bring the show back. I just don't know if Gen Z will accept it for what it is,
Yeah.
or if they would can't try to cancel it.
Don't know. I don't That's a good one.
Thank you. I really would love to see
That was
that. I hope
good.
it comes back.
Didn't even run for like a really long time.
Yes, and we never went.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know.
And they're part of the controversy of the
What?
Tony Awards. They beat out Best Musical to Wicked. You
Oh, I'm so dead. I
didn't
forgot
know
about
that?
that. No, I forgot. That's funny.
Mm.
That's funny. And then Wicked outlasted them.
Yeah.
RIP. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's a strong start. At my fifth place is In the Heights. I've never seen it, but I listened to the album.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I should have put that on my list. Same. I've seen the movie version, like the newer one.
I haven't, but I want
Oh.
to. I have to.
I actually didn't love the movie. I think like the bootlegs I've seen of the show are much better.
Yeah. They're doing it locally by me, and I'm curious to see it. I'm definitely curious. I might go because if it's like $20, like why not just to see it? So I have like multiple songs. I obviously love Breathe because Mandy Gonzalez, like come on, insane. Sunrise, I love that one too. The duet between it's not is it Nina and Benny. I love that one. I think it's so beautiful. And then this is random, but I really like Champagne. That's another song I listen to a lot. And then finally is the, what is it? Look at the fireworks. Blackout.
Blackout.
I like that one.
Oye, qué pasó? Blackout,
I
blackout.
love that. And then
You
he goes,
did.
look at the fireworks.
Did
Oh.
I ever tell you that when I went to theater camp, we did that number?
Oh, really?
It was actually really cool. The whole stage went dark, and then we all had flashlights, and like
Yeah.
the way they did it was like really well done.
Yeah. I
But
love
it
that. I'm gonna
was,
listen to it again.
it's so good. You know what I also love? I love 96,000.
Oh, it's iconic. It's so good. So that's an album. Like, I remember when I first, this is dating me, my first ever car. I was so excited to get like Broadway cast albums, so I went to the library and got like CDs to put in my car, and I got In the Heights, Next to Normal, and I think I got Newsies, three, and I just like rotated and Bandstand too because I loved Bandstand, but it was back in the time of no Apple CarPlay, so I had
You
to.
know, Newsies is one that could be on your list. You never saw Newsies.
Hold your horses.
Oh my God, it's on your list. Might as well do it now.
No, we'll get to it. It's your
Okay,
turn.
we'll come back. We'll come back. We'll come back. On my list next is A Chorus Line.
You've never seen it? Oh, I
I've
saw it
seen
locally.
I mean, like I've seen like the movie version and
Yeah.
again bootlegs of the Broadway revival, but I've never seen the full show. Like I know the full show,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? But like I never saw it
Yeah.
live.
That one's, I saw it locally, so I don't know if that counts.
I don't know. I mean, at least you've still seen it live, so I guess. But
Yeah.
yeah, I've never seen it,
So
but I
much
love the
better.
music. I mean, at the ballet, the music and the mirror,
Oh.
nothing. Dance 10 Looks 3. I could just name every song is so good.
Did you see Ross Lynch in it at the Hollywood Bowl? I
Yes, I
watched
saw all those
that.
clips. Oh, great.
What's like, this is just random, but the one song that I used to like, you know, when you get in your car and you're by yourself and you're like, okay, I'm gonna put on a performance right now. So, What I Did for Love was always my first song that I
Why?
don't know, and I would put on a full on performance. And then the second song for me was See 'Em Smiling from the last 5 years because I'd be like, you know what drives me crazy? You know, like,
Oh my
he goes
God.
into the breakdown, but yeah, that's just a random fact.
I
Sorry.
don't know if I have one. Maybe Define Gravity.
Yeah, that's a good one. We're just like, you lock the doors and you're like locked in. I'm like, I'm putting on the performance for my life.
Probably Define Gravity.
Yeah.
You know what? No, actually, no. Define Gravity and Get Out and Stay Out from 9 to 5.
That's a great one.
Again,
That's a
another
good
show I wish
anthem.
I saw, but it's not on my list.
I almost put it on my list. But then I was like, I really only like the song Get Out and Stay Out.
That's
So,
true. I don't really listen to any other ones.
yeah, that's iconic. Oh, Chorus Line. We love a Chorus Line.
Love Chorus Line.
Love, love, love. Okay, my next one is Bonnie and Clyde. I love the music from it. Never saw it.
I've never listened to the music.
It's so good. It's actually really good. And I, not just saying that it's like a Jeremy Jordan, like we love Jeremy Jordan, but like I just really love the music. So my top one is The World Will Remember Us. But then I like Too Late to Turn Back Now. And then I like When I Drive too. You gotta listen to it. We gotta listen to it. You'll love it as soon as you hear it. It's like, it's just a good album.
Wasn't Laura Osnes canceled?
She was. And I don't know why. So, but I liked her a lot. I liked her in Bandstand. And I think why I went to Bonnie and Clyde is because I saw her in Bandstand and then I went through her stuff and then I found Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know what she did, so, but she was really good. She had a great voice.
Yeah, she's a beautiful voice. She played Cinderella too.
But she wasn't in the, they did a, what's it called? Oh my God, I'm blanking. A pro
Pro
shot.
shot?
Yeah, and she wasn't, but Jeremy was.
Well, probably because she's canceled. But
Yeah.
if you guys know why she's canceled, let us know.
Yeah,
Message
I
us.
don't know. But yeah, I love the album. That's another one. Didn't see it. I didn't even see a bootleg of it. So I don't really
Yeah.
know. I mean, I'm assuming it's just the Bonnie and Clyde story where they just murder
Probably.
people. And, yeah.
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 Next one on my list is a very well-known movie, but I've never seen it live. Dreamgirls.
I've never seen it either.
Well, because I don't think it's been on Broadway during our lifetime yet. When
I
was
don't know.
Dreamgirls on Broadway?
I don't even know any of the songs from it. Is that?
What? You've never seen the movie?
Is it? No. Is and I'm telling you, I'm not going. Is that from it?
Yes, but you never seen the
Okay.
movie?
No.
Oh, Skylar, we have to have a day where we watch the movie. Are you joking me?
Never seen it.
You're joking me.
I wish I was.
I don't know how to talk to you right now.
No.
It's Dreamgirls. You don't know Dreamgirls?
No.
Okay, well then you're gonna take my list and you're gonna listen to it very carefully.
Yeah.
You're gonna listen to it, and I'm telling you, I'm not going. You're
Yeah, I
gonna
know that's
listen
some Glee.
to. Oh my God, if I could bang my head into the wall right now, I would. Listen to Love You, I Do.
Oh,
Listen to Listen.
I know that one. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull up the other ones I want
From
you to listen
Glee.
to because I'm this close to screaming at you. I'm this close. You gotta listen to Move. I did that number at camp. Step into the bad side. Fantastic. I am changing. Oh my God, I am changing is amazing. How could you not watch the movie? Are you not a theater kid?
No, I never watched it. I don't watch movies, though, in general.
Skylar, Jennifer Hudson, Beyonce, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the best movie musicals, like ever.
Well, keep in mind also, like, my parents were not musical theater people.
Oh, that's
So
true.
I grew up listening to rock music and like all that compared to like you who grew up on musical theater. Like my
That's
parents
true.
don't, they don't, they didn't take me to Broadway shows. I figured it out for myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, well, you're gonna get the movie and you're gonna watch it because I'm not
Okay.
giving you a choice. Put it on your list right now. Okay, next.
Okay, well, we already like kind of pre whatever the word is, and I'm blanking again. I keep blanking today. I'm really tired.
It's the Trisha.
Dang. But mine is Newsies. I never saw it on Broadway because it was before my Broadway era, which is very sad. And I did watch the Pro Shot once, but I never revisited it. Like, I've revisited Hamilton a bunch of times. For some reason, I never revisited Newsies.
The Newsies Pro Shot, I mean, it's great, but it doesn't give you the same experience as seeing it
Yeah.
live. And also, I mean, the Pro Shot has a lot of the touring cast in it, and they're great, but it wasn't the
Yeah.
same as the Broadway Yeah.
Cast. Because you're looking for Mike Feist. You're looking for, like.
I wish I knew you during the Newsies era, because I would have gone to the show with you. Because
Oh,
you would have
yeah.
loved it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like,
That's
I
so
wish
sweet.
I was. I regret that. Well, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But so my favorite songs from it is I like Once and For All. I love the breakdown.
That's my favorite.
Love, love, love. After that, what's the song I always listen to? Hold on.
Should I just start naming them out?
No, Carrying the Banner.
Oh, the
I
opening
don't
number, yeah.
know.
Well,
Yeah.
actually, technically Santa Fe, but
But it's like, I don't know. I love when they're all just in a fine life, carrying the banner. I
those
love
are
it.
my two favorite songs too from the show.
And then the world will know. That's
And that's
iconic.
my third one. We have the same favorite songs.
Iconic. I like
Iconic.
the duet between them, but do I listen to it? Like Something to Believe In? I don't listen to it that much.
I fast forward it to the very end when they do the overlap. But like, I love it. I just love Newsies. The one song I sometimes skip is The Bottom Line.
Yeah, I don't listen to that
Yeah.
one either.
And I feel bad, but
Or
like
The King of New York.
King in New York, I remember. Do you remember in college I did a whole dance to it? I choreographed a whole number.
I don't
I
remember.
had to teach everyone how to tap dance.
Yeah, no. I can tap dance.
Maybe that was
Did you know that?
pre-you. No, I could have had you in the number.
Yeah.
I think it was before I met you.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing I was okay at. Other than that, I can't do anything else.
I could have used you in the number because all the people in the number, it was like the theater department combined with the music kids, and
Yeah.
none of them knew how to tap dance. I had to teach them all how to tap dance.
I enjoyed it. Like, I did dance, but I quit ballet and jazz and just did tap until I
Yeah.
graduated out.
Yeah, tap was my favorite too.
But, guys, I'm going to be able to do a high kick by the end of the year, just FYI. Write it down. All this dance stuff.
Texted me the other day randomly and she's like, by the way, I've made the decision. I'm gonna learn how to do the splits and how to do a high kick by the end of the year.
With a
I was
straight
like,
leg.
okay, with a straight leg.
Yes. I'm going to document my progress.
Oh my God. He's just moving
Wait,
on.
only the kick, only the kick. The split, I don't know if I'll get that.
The
I'm going
split
to
you gotta
try.
keep. The split you keep to yourself and your future hubby.
Well, yeah. But the high kick, I'm going to get it. I got long legs. I could do it.
I feel like you could already do a high kick.
But like with a straight, like in Moulin Rouge, where like,
Like all the way up to like hitting your face.
yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Girl, that takes so many years of practice.
I'm gonna do
Okay, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yes.
Next one on my list is The Hunchback of Notre Dame,
Oh, that's such a good one. I love
which
that album.
it's incredible. And Disney made the biggest mistake not moving it to Broadway
Yes.
from, wasn't it Paper Mill Playhouse? Which,
I
where
think
was it?
so. And wasn't Michael Arden?
Michael Arden played the lead.
Decent.
He played the oh my God, what's the character's name?
I almost said Kudrow. It's not that.
Kudrow.
Quasimodo.
Okay.
Quasimodo. I almost said Kudrow.
Kudrow. Yes, and he was incredible. And I just don't understand how they did not bring that show to Broadway. I know it was because the chorus was too big, is what they were claiming. But like, you guys could have cut it down. Like, you guys could have had people in the booth. You guys could have had some tracks, like ridiculous. But so my song that I have listed is Out There, is my favorite song from the show.
Insane, yeah.
I also love Someday.
Oh, yes, love that
I love the rhythm of the tambourine, and I love Made of Stone.
song. I love God Help the Outcast.
Yes.
I just literally, as you said that, I just added it to my playlist because I forgot about it. So thank you for saying that because that's gonna be my hyperfixation. I
You're
love that
welcome. I should
album.
add that to our car
Yeah,
playlist.
it's so beautiful.
I love it. I love that whole album. Even the opening number, I love.
Insane. Someday, oh, I used to, oh my God, I used to blast that and pretend like I was the lead.
I did the same thing.
Someday, oh my God, it's such a beautiful song. Wow. Yeah, that should come back to Broadway. Or no, come to Broadway.
Come to
It's never been to
Broadway.
Broadway. Come on, people. I can give you a list of shows I should close.
You know what? Maybe that should
Give
be the
me
next show that we do a Dreamcast for.
a theater. Write that down.
Where?
It.
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Wait.
I got it. I got it.
Probably for
Dreamcast.
next week. Oh,
I'll
no.
check.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Good. That's a good one. Good. Where did I go? Okay. And then my next one, which this is going to shock everybody because it makes zero sense, is Dear Evan Hansen. I did not see Dear Evan Hansen.
I
It
can't
makes
believe you
no
didn't see
sense.
it. It's just like what's crazy to me is that we've staged Doors Dear Evan Hansen together and you never saw it.
Never saw it. And I really wanted to, but it just never lined up. I love Anybody Have a Map. I think it's iconic, but I also love You Will Be Found. I think it's very like when you're going through something, you listen to that, boom, you feel a little better.
I love For Forever.
That's a good one. But I also love So Big, So Small. I like
Yo,
the Depresso one.
it's so interesting because Anybody Have a Map and So Big, So Small are my least favorite songs from the show.
Really? I don't know, I love that.
I also love Only Us
So
so much.
good. That's a big regret of mine. Like, I don't know how. I mean, there's a million and one slime tutorials. Like, I don't know what those ushers were doing at that show, but obviously nothing because there's like 10 million if you go on.
Yeah, I was blessed to see it twice. I
Yeah.
saw it with Ben Platt and I saw it with Andrew Barth Feldman.
Oh, he was probably incredible.
I actually like loved him more than Ben Platt. Like he was meant to play it.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
think the biggest mistake the producers did was not casting Andrew in the movie version, because I think then the movie would have done well.
Yeah, because Ben Platt just looked too old. I didn't watch it, the movie.
No. I didn't either. It's like I own it. I actually own the DVD. I just can't get myself to put it on.
I know, it's like, but isn't, oh my gosh, what's it, Colin? Is his name Colin? Oh my God.
I know who you're talking about. The guy from New York, New York.
Yeah. He plays.
He plays Connor.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Okay, so my last one. Is again a show that was kind of before our time, but I love it. Seussical.
Oh my God. That's a great one. I agree.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's such a good one.
I love Seussical. I found a bootleg of it online. I
Yeah.
watched the whole thing, but like, I wish we were in the Seussical era.
I know.
Song wise, I love Biggest Blame Fool. That's my number one. I love All the Things You Can Think. I
Yeah.
love It's Possible. Notice Me Horton. I absolutely love. There are just so many good songs
I wish they
in
would
this
revive
show.
that.
You know what? They should revive it, and I think we should also Dreamcast that one.
Yes. Have we?
Nope.
That's a good one, too.
I'm adding it to the list of future Dreamcasts.
Seussical's so good. It's time, Broadway. It's time.
Well, you know, I think the reason they haven't is because people tried to cancel Dr. Seuss. I'm like, you can't cancel Dr. Seuss, but okay.
Yeah. Like I definitely like March is supposed to be like 'cause his birthday, it's like Dr. Seuss month. I kind of skip over it. I do like doing the Lorax with the kids 'cause it's like important for them to know about like the environment and what we're doing to it. So I do that like this month towards Earth Day. I'll do the Lorax. We read the
That's
book
good.
and we talk about it, but I don't really do much Dr. Seuss stuff. Which is interesting.
Interesting.
My number one makes perfect sense. And it's like, it's so a shame that I wasn't able to see it live. Is Next to Normal. That's like my ultimate favorite.
I didn't know you didn't see it. I figured after how much you talk about it, you saw it.
No, I've watched bootlegs. I was the nerd who bought the script and read it and then listened to the songs when it would go in and did that. My favorite song, it's hard for me to pick, but I do love Song of Forgetting. It's definitely very sad. That's one of my favorites. I also love I'm Alive, obviously, Aaron Tveit.
Love. Yeah, that's a great one.
But the So Anyway, and then it goes into I'm the One reprise.
I
That
like
going
that.
into it, I like that, and I love their Tony performance of it. I watch that a lot of
Yeah.
her, like Diana, like breaking down. I am
I don't.
excited.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I am excited that they're gonna do like a pro shot of the West End, but like I want to see it live really badly.
I thought it would come back as a revival. I'm surprised it's not. I thought the West
Yeah.
End version would come here. I was also going to add another song I really like is Superboy and the Invisible Girl.
Yeah, that's a good one. I definitely don't listen to it. Like, if I'm picking, it is strange to see Aaron Tveit so young.
Was it his first Broadway show?
Either that or Catch Me If You Can, which, oh, that's a great one too.
That's a good one too. I love that one.
It's either that or Catch Me Again.
Let's see. I'm gonna look it up.
Catch Me If You Can. I love that one. I forgot about that one.
Let's see. Aaron Tveit Broadway debut. Let's see. His Broadway debut was Hairspray as Link Larkin
Oh, duh, we forgot about
in
Hairspray.
2006.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So what did he take over for Matthew Morrison? Probably,
Oh,
right?
maybe. Did you realize he's 41?
What?
Oh.
He's 41.
Wow, that's older than I thought.
I was crying. He's my first Broadway crush.
I know. I always thought he was in his 30s. But
Too.
I think we had some really good song recommendations for everyone.
We really did. And like honestly, you gave me like a lot of new musicals. Well, not new because I knew them, but to revisit because I needed some new stuff.
Same. And I think, by the way, if anyone listening to this, if you have songs and musicals that you love but you haven't seen the show of and you want to recommend to us to listen to,
Yeah.
please do so. And as you all know, you can do that on social media at Love Letters to B-Way with one Y on TikTok or at Love Letters to B-Way with two Ys on Instagram because why one Y wasn't available.
Available.
Ridiculous. And also for all business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, that's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. I don't sleep like ever, but Skylar does. So you'll reach me at all tw 24 hours of the day, except for like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. when you'll get Skylar. So
Yeah, I'd be up. West End, this is my plea. Please, please. Ship us out to see the Great Gatsby.
we'll come for 24
Thank you.
hours.
Well,
Thanks.
great. We'll do great content.
We'll hook you guys up. We'll get you
We'll
some American viewership. And also any new shows that are like about to open on Broadway, like we are happy to help film content for you guys. We are
Oh,
happy to do interviews. We will do whatever you guys want for us.
whatever I say.
So we're happy to help you out. Let's manifest.
Yes. So we are going to see The Last 5 Years tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we are going to see The Outsiders Friday night at 7 p.m.
I agree. And also what I want to manifest is that for the last 5 years, I get a weird feeling we're going to be in like first eight rows. Like I think we're going to be like row G. I just get
Close.
a like really close. Like for some reason G sticks out of my head. And also I'm manifesting that for outsiders, we somehow get front row. Like we're that high up somehow in the rush line in order to get that. I also manifest that the rush line will be short if we decide to rush on Friday. That we will get lucky,
And people will be kind.
and people will be kind. That's my biggest thing. I manifest that no one cuts.
Yes.
Also, for manifestations, my other option is that somehow there is an outsider's lottery open for Friday night, and we win that. I feel like Friday we're gonna be at outsiders. I just feel it, but
Yeah, and I feel like tomorrow we're gonna be at The Last 5 Years.
yeah,
I have a
I just get
feeling.
a weird feeling.
But all right, guys, go listen to some new cast albums and let us know what you think.
Yes, please do. And once again, you've been listening to Michelle.
Skylar.
And this has been the Love Letters to Broadway podcast. Thank you for tuning in again.
Have a great week. Bye,
Thank
guys.
you. Bye.
Bye.